Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Sad fact, as you know, of pet ownership, that plenty of dogs are left at home all day to amuse themselves while their owners are out at work. And being left alone for hours, as we know, when we talk about this a bit, every day has led to a big increase in bored and depressed dogs. But there may be a solution, because there's a TV network. And this TV network aims to tackle the problem of pet boredom. And Yoav Zevi is the head of international distribution and sales for what's called Dog TV. Good morning, Yoav.
Hello, good morning.
Nice to talk to you this morning. Maybe you tell us a little bit about Dog TV, please.
Sure. Dog TV is a 24/7 television channel for dogs. We're currently broadcasting in the U.S., South Korea, Japan, France, Germany, U.K. and Ireland. It's launching soon in China, Portugal. So basically, soon to be all over the world.
Okay, so the joke's on me, because when I heard about this initially, Yoav, I thought, Dog TV, you're having a laugh. And then you're telling me about where you're distributing around the world. This is a real thing that people want. Where did the demand come from in the first instance?
Well, Dog TV is something that we invented, but the idea of television for dogs has been, you know, going on for over 30 years, since the mid-80s.
Wow.
Veterinarians have been recommending for people that are leaving their dogs home alone to either turn on the television or radio. So when we established the company 6 years ago in 2009, our idea was to take that and kind of find a way to make content that is tailor-made for dogs, because if you turn on a movie channel or CNN, that's not necessarily content that's good for a dog. Because sometimes during a commercial break, the volume will jump. Or maybe there's a war movie on the movie channel that's not very good for the dog. So we wanted to find out what type of content we can make that would be perfect for dogs. So the initial investment and the first three years were invented in research and science, basically exploring the existing research. There's a lot of research out there. And finding for ourselves ties within the dog community, within universities in the U.S. and outside of the U.S., pet experts, all the major pet associations in the U.S., and, you know, to get them on board, they all thought it was an amazing idea, something that had legs or paws, if you will.
Does it have a pause button on the remote control?
Exactly.
Oh,
and then we basically, after we spent all that time on research, we started producing the content.
Mm-hmm.
We took a focus group of dogs, 38 homes, half of them in L.A., half of them in New York, basically put security cameras in the apartment. And then we tested it. We tested the content. We tested it to see if Dog TV content works better than other television channels. And what we found out, that some of it does, so we kept that. Some of it doesn't, so we threw that away. And kept on producing the content that we saw that was fit for dogs.
So let's talk about what sort of content is on Dog TV that keeps the dog occupied and alleviates the dog's boredom. What are your highlights on a given day?
Right. We do, basically, the first thing for people to know on what to expect when they leave Dog TV for the dog on is that the dog is not going to become a television addict. He's not going to sit like us humans and binge-watch Game of Bones for, you know, 6 episodes straight.
Is there a program called Game of Bones?
That's going to be our version. Not yet.
Because somebody was wondering, will there be a program called Barking Bad?
Yeah, we'll take that format as well.
Thanks,
we might
Baz.
Take that format as well.
Yeah, good. Okay, so, keep going. Yeah.
So basically, the expectation should be that the dog, if he watches the television at all, it's going to be, their attention span is something like 7 to 10 minutes tops out of every round hour.
Okay.
But the idea of Dog TV is not for the dog to sit and watch the television.
Okay.
It's, as we spoke, once the owner or the dog parent leaves home, that's a vacuum. The dog is left alone. That's very bad for him. The idea of Dog TV is to accompany the dog. So the music, the audio is no less important than the video. So first of all, during the mornings, we'll have content that's called relaxation, which is to relax the dog, more relaxing music, more relaxing video. And the other aspect of it is that we don't want the dogs to sleep for too long, because most of the dogs that suffer from depression are one of the aspects of one of the reasons is that they sleep for 8 hours a day straight, which is not good for them. Mm. A dog needs to have some sort of activity. So at some point during the morning, we'll introduce our stimulation content, which is supposed to get him up, to have him look at the television or maybe hear some sounds that he recognizes. If you go on YouTube and Google Dog TV, you see a lot of videos that people send to us about, usually our subscribers, of their dogs watching Dog TV. Mm. So usually that will be the stimulation content that we produce. That'll be the content that we want them to watch.
And is the music you're talking about music we know, classical music or pop music, or is it specifically tailor-made for your channel?
Well, we have a Bible of both what to shoot in terms of video and what kind of music to make, because during research we found out that dogs will go for more classical music, very simple chords. So we have 8 musicians working for us. One of them, by the way, is the lead songwriter for the band called Fun. Not sure if you know
him. Oh, we do know Fun. Yeah. We are.
So Andrew from Fun, he actually approached us. He has 2 dogs and he has Dog TV at home in the U.S. He approached us and said, "I'm Andrew from Fun. I love your channel. My dogs love your channel. I want to write music for Dog TV." So there you go. And he's one of our 8 musicians currently writing music for us.
Do dogs watch television, or do they just see, fuzzy lines running around? Do we know?
Well, there's extensive research about it. It's a good question you're asking, because even 6 years ago when we started the company, when those simple televisions used to be in the homes, then dogs would see television slicker because they see the range, the hertz that they see is higher than those normal televisions. But now, when almost all the homes have flat-screen TVs and televisions that are at 100 hertz, a dog will see television like we see television. He doesn't necessarily see, or they don't see, the same color spectrum that we see. So they don't see the reds and greens. Their color spectrum is somewhere between the blues and the yellows, in some sorts of shades of gray.
Right.
So the content that we produce, the video that we produce, we have a patent for post-production where we inject colors so that the screen will pop up for the dog. The video will be more interesting for him.
And that
apart
makes,
from that...
Yeah?
Sorry, go ahead.
No, go on. You're doing fine.
Apart from that, we spent hours and hours of extensive research to understand, you know, what the frame should include. So the frame should be pretty simple, no very fast camera movements. So camera movements should be pretty slow, not a lot of cuts, because when you cut from one take to another, that kind of confuses the dog. So we're really producing according to the Bible that we built. Mm-hmm. Again, taking from all the research that's been done and including our own research to kind of really make television for dogs.
So with that in mind then, the dogs are watching. I presume you have on the Bible, you have their forbidden things, like no cats allowed on the television. I mean, that would drive a dog bonkers, wouldn't it?
Right. Dogs love to watch other animals, by the way.
Oh.
They love to watch dogs, other dogs. They can actually recognize their own breed by sight, which is something that we didn't know and we found out fairly recently. But they don't like cats. We don't introduce cats. We don't introduce barking into the audio that we do.
Yes.
Because barking's bad. So definitely, and we're still learning, you know. It's a new thing. For us, it's an exploration. We're learning every day.
And are you available to Irish viewers, I wonder, Yohav? Or is it just all online?
Well, we're currently online. In Ireland, we have... we're on a platform called Filmon, which is an over-the-top platform.
Okay.
But we're expanding every single month. We're adding a new territory, a new platform to an existing territory. So hopefully we're going to be coming to Ireland in the next few months. We're really expanding globally. That's my job in the company, very, very fast, because there's a need for it. You know, there's so many places that dogs have become part of the family.
Yeah.
Pet market is one of the fastest-growing markets in the world. So, and we think that everywhere there's a dog and a dog owner, there's a need for Dog TV, and we want to be everywhere.
Do you love your job?
A little bit of a sad story. My dog passed away a year ago. Yeah, she was 15. She was very old. So it was kind of difficult. well, not a replacement, but to get a new dog. But hopefully in the next few months we'll be ready for it.
It's amazing. How old are you?
I'm 42.
Yeah, same age as myself. And it's funny, isn't it, the impact a dog can have, no matter what age you are, on a man or a woman, that they're such part of your life, aren't they? They're like the other brother or sister sometimes.
Definitely. It's part of the family. I've been a dog owner for 30 years, so I know exactly what the impact of that can be on a house.
Am I hearing howling behind you, or is that my imagination?
That's actually my one-year-old baby.
Yeah! So you have a puppy and a dog?
Yes.
I don't know. Well, that's great. Well, it's been very nice to talk to you, Yoav. Thanks for taking our call. I'll let you get back to your gorgeous child there and look after her, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Nice to talk to you. There he is. Yoav Zevi is the head of international distribution and sales for Dog TV. So there you are.